Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that chocolate boy wonder, Mr. DSP himself, a deeper shade of soul. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What is good with you, my brother?
Listen, I'm not even in a position to call it. I'm simply here to say it's the Get Down. How you making out tonight, brethren?
How
you doing?
I'm doing good, bro. I'm doing good, man. How you feeling, bro?
Listen, the Get Down. And I'm so hyped that it's Friday Eve.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Mm.
Listen. I hope they're ready. I hope they're ready.
Amen.
In the purple rain.
Whoo. My man said, I don't want to be your weekend lover. He said that. Whoo. Like, you're not just going to see me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We not about to do that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Dial in and join us. Join us for the Get Down. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw.
I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. I got mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to give a shout out to our CEO of Epiphany Radio, and he is the CEO of Raw Links, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. If you know my brother, reach out to him in his inbox. Tell him thank you for Epiphany Radio. Or better yet, go ahead and scoop you up some Raw Links. Make sure you do that. Yo, Jay, I've been chomping at the bit all night, bro. All week since we talked about this show. Do you think we want to bring the audience in on what we're doing tonight? You want to bring them in?
Hey, listen, I'm down. Listen, you want to give them the backstory, though? Because let's be honest. One had a heavy influence on the other. And I say that with all due respect, Van, because you know I'm a Langston Hughes fan.
Go on.
Langston Hughes is a heavy influence on Gil Scott-Heron. Gil Scott-Heron is an influence of mine. Langston Hughes went to Lincoln University. Gil Scott-Heron went to Lincoln University because of Langston Hughes. I went to Lincoln University because of Gil Scott-Heron and Langston Hughes. Only to find out it's the first degree-granting university in the United States. And as a poet, I felt at home. Jimi Hendrix influenced Prince with his audacious style and his unforgettable strums along a guitar that has put Jimi Hendrix as a cultural icon.
Yes.
When it comes to playing that guitar, that Prince has even said, we all bow our heads because of Jimi Hendrix. And other guitarists have said, we all bow our heads because of Jimi Hendrix. For a black man to have that kind of influence over the span of the last 50, 60 years is absolutely incredible.
Yes, sir.
And unfortunately, yes, both of these brothers died young. But their music lives on, and their music lives on. And we get to play host to their music on the Get Down tonight.
Woo!
And in the event page, I'm even going to play there's a brother who did Purple Rain with a violin and straight killed it. Nobody's touching Jimi Hendrix. Not tonight, baby. Not tonight.
Tell him, bro. Tell him, bro.
Not tonight, baby. Not tonight. Because I intend to play Jimi Hendrix Star Spangled Banner, the one that he did at Woodstock in 1969, and straight shot to the atmosphere. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My bad. Yes, sir.
So, Jay, what does that have to do with tonight?
Well, tonight is Purple Haze / Purple Rain poetry. And it's your choice. You can give us a little Hendrix. You can give us a little Prince. You can keep us in the Purple Haze during Purple Rain. Or you can give us some of that Purple Rain while you're pulling that Purple Haze. Or you can give us a little bit of whatever comes to your pen and paper. Tonight's the night because you're on the Get Down. I'm just saying.
Y'all hear it. Man, I'm excited. I want to hear where creativity comes from the gifted poets that grace to Get Down. I want to hear whether or not they do Purple Haze, Purple Rain. I just want to hear it, man. So, which brings me to my next point. Brings me to my next point.
Go on. Uh-huh.
Since I went first last week, word, guess you get the honors this week, my good brother.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes, sir. That's definitely right. That's right. Take that. Let's go. Let's get it.
I can do that. Just guide me and let me know when you're ready, brother. Let me know when I can get done.
Why, son? Bro.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Sir.
Excuse me. Ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
Sir.
Gentlemen. Can I get a hush? Over? Come on. Can I get a spotlight? Spotlight right here, front and center. Spotlight. Thank you. Why, son, would you please go ahead and get on down?
My pleasure. Excuse me while I kiss the sky, open up the coop while I'm up on the roof, and let all the doves fly. And not knowing why, but I love it when they float in the sky so high, not a teardrop in anyone's eye. Even during my haze, and even during my days, because during my days I'm in a haze and a fright of cloudy nights, I can't get past this. I can't get past you because I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain under this purple haze. And as I raise a glass, I'm toasting to all that you do because of you. It's because of the things that I do. So then tell me, what do we need to do for you to do what we do when we get to you? And what do the tears of crying doves sound like when they continue to fly in syncopated circles through purple cloud formations? Tell me why their red eyes turn purple at the sight of this bliss, asking about nights like this, and when I am as high as a kite on cloud nine, watching white clouds turn purple in linear formation and the letter J structures that are syncopated wings on winds of forever that will never miss the mark. I mean, I just want to hopscotch on nimbus stratus clouds between puffs of purple Love Jones juice emanating from the deepest and darkest chocolatey desires that taste like great licorice sticks dripping from her hips and her lips. From empty Welch's grape jam flavored hookah bottles until it's raining purple from her missing me, asking me, where do you want me to put it? Because heaven never tasted like this. And it is this bliss that's deeper than the abyss. Let me put my lips on you. It tastes like this as a passing fancy. We both love it purple and we both kind of like it nasty all night long until your knees get weak. Let's go back to us being purplesque in between the clouds as if they were purple sheets, only to be left walking alone in the haze of the purple rain. I am J. Rob the Wise Son, and this has been A Deeper Shade of Soul. Peace.
Yo. Did y'all hear this man's poetry? Dynamic, well written, well scribed, well spoken. But listen, y'all. He said, tell me what we need to do for you. What do we need to get to you? What do the tears, crying doves sound like while they continue to fly in syncopated circles through purple cloud formations? My stars and goddess. Woo! My brother. I don't know where you was when you wrote this, where your headspace was, but brother, when I tell you that right there, this is some dope poetry, bro. This is fire. Phenomenal. My brother. Phenomenal.
I was in a purple haze, as if I took a pull of something that Jimi Hendrix dreamt up that Prince said, puff, puff, pass. The next thing you know, this is what came out. So,
My man.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm glad you caught that, because I tried to keep it between the both of them. Between that purple haze and that purple doves and the purple sky and the purple clouds with white doves that fly. So I could put Jimi Hendrix in that piece.
Yes, sir. You did that, bro.
Thank you, enjoy.
For sure. You did that.
And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. But Van Meadows.
Yes, sir, bro.
Van Meadows.
Yes, sir.
Stop playing.
What you got?
Stop playing. No.
Oh, you ready to get to the colors? We ready to move to the colors? That's what we're
ready to do. No. Sometime down the road, what we might do is start, one of us start the show and one of us ends the show. But that ain't this. Tonight, I need to see what you do in the key of purple. I need to know what do. In the haze or in the rain. So it's just me and you talking, brother. Ain't nobody else. The lines ain't even open here. This is me and you, brother. This is me and you. What do you have at this present time? And would you please get on down?
Absolutely, my brother. Embedded in my saliva is the pure consciousness of thought. Deep from within the valleys of the highest mountaintop, I brought some deep fruit aromas laced with purple. A haze of euphoria creating stimulation for the people. As the rain drizzled from the moonlit sky, the Himalayans hides the herb that stimulates conversation and I only want to see you standing in the purple rain. As we kiss life together, combining the insane and the sane, hearing some of the greatest lyrics accompanied by the dynamic acoustics. As this purple haze blends with the purple rain, the smoke mixing with the moisture is soothing and no pain will ever measure up to the amount of pleasure. This high is giving me a life to remember. Come take this ride with me. Let's journey to the center of the universe while our love flowers disperse, making headlines within everyone's minds. So while I spit this truth, while sipping on 100 proof, grab the consciousness of my mind as we work into a slow grind. Purple haze, purple rain. Woo! Come on, y'all. Purple haze, purple rain. Now smoke and drip. Smoke and drip. Poem.
You ain't shit. You ain't shit. And I'm going to tell you why you ain't shit. And I don't curse the show.
What you talking about? You ain't shit.
Because that was in my head. Because when I wrote the cloud formation, when I talked about the haze, I was doing the same thing. I said, nah, that's going to be corny. That's going to be corny. And what did man do? Purple haze, purple rain.
Come on, man.
Purple
it had to go
haze, purple rain. Yo, and I wrote that and it didn't come out as dope. And I was like, I should have did this. But not like I should have did this. Purple haze, purple rain. I only want to see you, Dave. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm mad at you. Oh, you ain't shit.
Amen.
But wait. But you caught me. I only want to see you standing in the purple rain as we kiss life together, combining the insane, hearing some of the greatest lyrics accompanied by dynamic acoustics as this purple haze blends with purple rain. The smoke mixes with moisture and is soothing and no pain will ever measure up to the amount of pleasure that this high is giving me. A life to remember. Come on. Take this ride with me. My God.
Yes, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
God. My God. You wrote that. My God. You wrote that. So allow
yes,
me
sir.
To say, sir, my God. You wrote that.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, bro. It's just, you know, it's man, listen. It's something about understanding where Purple Haze comes from and then listening to Hendrix do Purple Haze and then you listen to Purple Rain. Hey, man, my mind was like, yo, these brothers were so freaking dope. And I had to do them justice. Had to.
Bruh.
My God. Whew, man. Yeah. Rest in peace to both of those brothers.
Woo, man said purple haze, purple rain. I'm so mad at you because that is shit in my head. Oh, my God. I'm so mad at you. Yo, wait, I'm sorry because I wanted to put that in my joint.
You should have did it, bro. Listen, I knew, I knew that I was going to close with that, man. I was like, man, I said I'm going to put this in here. I got to.
You did that.
Nah, bro, you did that with your piece. You did that. But I tell you what, I'm ready to see what these poets got.
You and me both. I'm still mad at
you. Let's see what they got.
5 minutes.
It's okay. It's all right. But we ready to see who we got, man? You ready to see who's ready to?
Yes. We're more than ready, Daddy. We're more than ready.
Ready?
Who do we have? Yes, sir.
First up on the mic for the Get Down this evening, ladies and gentlemen, we give you Epiphany's own one half host of The Erotic Love Zone, guest host of Iron Sharpens Iron, and the host of Poetic Therapy, and when the Soul Cafe is on, she is one-third host. Ladies and gentlemen, we give to you La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Van. You were supposed to say the one, the only, the incomparable.
Don't do that.
La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
There you go. I figured you got me, bro. You pick up where I slip.
No doubt. We're family. We're the same cat. We're the same cat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Hey, J-Rock. Oh, man. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Today's a good day. How you doing?
Better. Much better. Amazing. Amazing pieces.
Thank you, dear.
Vans was dope, right?
J Rob's was fire, right?
I said he says. I acknowledge.
Okay, my bad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He said the Pearl. He said mine's was dope, and I'm going to say his was even more juicy, right? Because you know, dope juice, you know. Rain,
La Pearl, if I have to say it, my piece was lazy. Van's piece is what happens when you got a poetry piece that's hot, humid, and hazy. Hazy.
Oh,
purple.
I hate you right now.
I hate you right now. I dig that.
You know what? I loved how you two go against one another and try to downplay your own work. It's cool. I mean, humility and being humble is very attractive, but I still say amazing pieces. Hi.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that. I do. Because J-Rob wrote my piece. Thank you, J-Rob. You the best.
I'm taking all the credit for that shit tonight. Fuck that. I ain't holding back. I'm taking all the credit for that one. Fuck that. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I wrote every fucking bar. He just added the ending. I didn't have the ending, and I was gonna do it.
My man.
But I wrote
my
that
man.
Shit.
That's,
I wrote,
it is, it
I wrote
is,
that
it,
shit.
It is about time that you did that, bro. It's about time that you owned up to your greatness. That's salute, King.
I'm taking all credit for this shit. This was fucking incredible. Fuck that. Yes, right, ladies and gentlemen. In the comments, y'all better say, J-Rob, that's some dope ass poetry. I'm taking all credit. I ain't holding back tonight. Fuck that. This was magnificent.
Oh, man. Yo, I love the wordplay. Y'all are awesome when it comes down to that wordplay. You know, it still intimidates me a little bit, but, you know, I try. I still come through. I ain't running. I'm just creeping, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Don't run from it, baby. Do not run from it, baby. This is your destiny. Don't run. Mm-mm. You can't hide.
None of that.
Don't run. Take that.
Turn around the corner a little bit.
Take that. Mm-hmm.
La Pearl La Negra.
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready to get down with either his purple badness or his just pure purple high? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm a try.
Is she Hendrix? Why can't we let her piece decide? Why can't we just get it through her piece? Let's hear it through her piece. You don't want to be surprised.
I'm always surprised. It's the incomparable La Pearl La Negra.
Wow. All right, perfect. Now get out of the light. Move, man. Back up.
My bad. My bad. Vinny, move. Van's at it again. Yes, she's talking shit again. Vinny, we'll talk at the union meeting. Come on, move. My bad, Vinny. My bad.
Thank you. Thank you. Vinny, you're fired. Thank you. All right. La Pearl La Negra, go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you. Y'all be patient with me because I just finished this. I didn't even get a chance to really read this. All right. This is untitled. When doves cry, I hear love. But the beautiful ones always smash the picture. Every time. So I say goodbye to blind eyes that made me a weekend lover. And I stop letting people think my heart is a revolving door because the saddest sound in the world is a heart that doesn't want to beat anymore. I listen to my yearn from deep within. I want to open the door to that sacred space and welcome him. Him that won't want my voices of fear, shame, and doubt to have arguments with his ego. Because I've seen my dreams crumble before they even became a desire. Him that understands that to touch is to communicate also. Because I've been denied the comfort and closeness of the physical. Him with the ability to listen deeply from presence alone in stillness, just so he can gain understanding, because my feelings have been invalidated and dismissed. Him that will hold my hand securely in the purple rain of our storms and continue to dance with me. When you love someone, you want them to see themselves through your eyes. And all I want to do is live life and love him through whatever come what may. At peace.
Whatever come what may.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Van, you know what I'm listening to when she's spitting this piece? Sound of falling rain at the beginning of the day, and it looks like smoke is on the floor.
Yeah.
No one's raining that hard. It's just one of those steamy days. Yeah, damn. And she's at the door, but she won't go outside, but she's reciting this piece, and all she's looking at is all that rain. But because of what we're doing tonight, that rain goes from a dull gray to a real sexy purple, and she recites this shit. Mm.
Thank you.
I loved it.
Thank you.
La Pearl La Negra.
Damn it. Mm. Go ahead.
Man, she said, she said, I don't want to be your weekend lover. There's something about that. It's just something about that. You know, every time I hear Purple Rain, now that always sticks out for me. And, of course, the ending of Purple Rain and your piece does his purple badness justice. Phenomenal, right? I love what you did with it.
Thank you.
Off to you for this piece of exquisite poetry. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, man. Wow. That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
I said some nice shit, too. I didn't say it's sexy like him, but I said some nice shit, too.
Oh, my God. I appreciate all of it. Every bit of it from each of you. Goodness, please.
Put my
more
shoes
purple.
On.
One of his time.
Would you say no more what?
No more pressure.
Pressure, guys. Yes, please. It is not always.
What pressure?
Because
right,
you guys,
right.
Y'all set the bar extremely high. Extremely high. With your pieces.
You
are master writers. Okay. And
you are a poet.
Yeah,
that part.
But y'all,
this stuff is easy. This stuff is easy. This is what you do.
That part. We just trying to keep up with you. Real talk, we're just trying to keep up with you.
With me?
That's
just part right there. I was my bed when you said, this is Lord.
Now listen, first of all, let me see. What a dynamite show the Erotic Love Zone had last night. You and Miss VIP, y'all held it down, and y'all, woo, man. It was something that was in the air last night, in erotic poetry, man, in the Erotic Love Zone. If y'all missed it, y'all definitely want to catch up that peak, that replay, because when I tell you, whoo, man, had me feeling like Nelly, it's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes. Listen. It went down in the Erotic Love Zone last night. So catch that replay. Or better yet, Wednesday. Tell them what's happening, La Perla Negra. Tell them what's happening. Woo. Please.
Oh, my God. Listen. Y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone, because we're going to have some more good stuff for you. Come on through. And if it's anything like last night's show, y'all going to need ice skate and cold water, I'm trying to tell you. Towels and everything, because I got to give it to the gentleman last night. It was something about that full moon energy. Lord have mercy. I don't know. It was super, super high. And there, if you listened, I know he was feeling some kind of way. If he wasn't feeling anyplace else. Ooh, child. It was hot last night. I forgot I wasn't feeling good because I went into a different mode listening to the poetry. Goodness.
Gracious. Woo. Y'all hear that?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
y'all missing out. You're missing out. If you don't tune into the Erotic Love Zone, you're missing out.
Ooh, y'all showed up and showed out. It had to have been the full moon. It had to have been because the energy that was coming off of y'all, I had to put up like a little boundary because it was hitting the sister like, bam, bam. Like, oh.
Yeah, you heard that? You heard that shit Van was saying? Girl, I didn't say nothing.
I'm having a flashback right now of you and you, both of y'all, because you came in there and you were talking yo.
I was Jenny Rob, the wise son, and then the CEO for real, the poet Douglas, baby. Oh my God, he was a what was going on with that man? Listen, I came through. I read a nice little soft piece, you know, and I got out the way because they was nasty. It was soft. Yeah.
All right. Something got softened, all right.
All right, La Perla Negra, thank you so much for everybody over to be at. We're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can get the party started over there, and we'll have company joining you very, very soon. I can promise you that.
All right.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Wait, Van, for tonight?
Yeah.
One love, one mic, and keep it purple.
Alright, there you go.
Baby.
I don't know. For real, the poet might come in your inbox, bro. But hey, bro. Listen. That's our saying, man. You can't be changing what we're saying. Okay, J. Rob, the wife, son.
Oh my God!
He gonna fire me, bro. He gonna fire me. Hey, one love, one mic.
Keep it purple, baby. Hey, Van. It's gonna go down.
Yeah, y'all fire.
We fire, bro. We fire. All right, La Perla Negra. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the Get Down Dance Floor, we got La Perla Negra. And, whew, man, y'all heard what she brought. We got to keep this party going, bro. The lineup is pretty thick tonight, man. And we got
is that right?
Man, oh man, the lineup is thick tonight, bro. When I say the lineup is thick tonight. Next up on the mic, bro, we got our good brother C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, bro?
I'm bored. Why don't you and J-Rob and I play a game of basketball?
Go on.
We're playing basketball.
You get your friends. You get your friends versus the revolution.
My man.
Come on,
fellas. I'm going to bring the time.
You going to bring the time?
I'm going to bring the time.
Hey, darling Picky. Shoot
it. Jerome. Hey, Jerome. Come on. Some of y'all youngins might get that in a couple of years.
Yeah, you might. All I know is last night I was on good behavior. And that's all I'll say about that.
Bruh. You not on good behavior.
Uh-huh.
Bruh.
The lies.
Oh, we're going to go Cat Williams. The lie versus the truth.
The lie versus the truth.
We're going to do that?
The lies.
J-Rob, he believes that he was on good behavior. He sounds like my man. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Bro, come on now. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
But could you blame me?
No, I cannot. I cannot.
There you go.
Wise son, would you?
Sir.
Usher our good brother.
She double.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man. Tonight is Purple Haze, Purple Rain Poetry. Your choice, brother. You either Hendrix or you Prince or you a combination of both. But tonight for some purple stuff, brother, I'm not even going to ask you if you are one or the other. Brother, please step to the mic and get on down.
Thank you, my brothers. This piece is called Just a Sign of the Times. Let me say this. I never meant to cause you sorrow or pain. There's been so much controversy since 1999. You saw me in this little red Corvette when I hired this lady cab driver, paid her with diamonds after she made me get off. Guess you saw that pearl necklace she was wearing. She took all my cream being all soft and wet. But cash doesn't rule everything around me. You see, I remember her as she used to be a stripper at Erotic City. You know, located uptown with this girl named Darling Nikki. They always got high, smoking that sticky icky. I knew the owner of the club, and he goes by Jamie Starr. And he'd always say, baby, I'm a star. You might not know it by now. Hold up. Why you want to treat me so bad being all scandalous? And how come you don't call me anymore? I gave you my digits at 777-9311. Oh, I forgot. The beautiful ones hurt you every time. And I always thought that you're the most beautiful girl in the world, which I truly adore. Damn you. I want to be your lover, but I see you need another lover like you need a hole in your head. So I guess I'll be still waiting. You claim this party man's got a dirty mind. Well, then baptize me in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. If you got the nerve to get it up on this manic Monday. Oh, wait, I forgot. It's Thursday. Oh, now you call me a sex shooter when... before I was a sexy mother. Shut your mouth. Damn. Why you got to be such a nasty girl? Your messiah, and unlike George, I ain't dying for you. Turning purple and can't breathe, being the subject of your controversy. Yeah, I said that word again. And don't talk to me like if I was your girlfriend, because I'll make another disturbance by creating a housequake when doves cry and flip you the bird again. Read between the lines, as this is a sign of the times. I bought the greatest romance ever been sold by placing slave on my good side. As a renowned international lover, I own more masters than Augusta and an ice cream castle in the jungle, and nothing compares to you, trust that. I hate you so much right now. I want to make love until you see it rains purple in Minnesota. Got this mic in my face, and I'm not a people eater like Dahmer. Your last man was a prince. Furious Styles will vouch for that. Now let's work this revolution. You want pancakes? Because you can never do me. Game. I'm not wearing no blouses. Peace.
Wow. Wow. A wise son. Wise son. Wise
yes,
son.
Sir.
Hey, man. I got word from the crew that he wrote this under the cherry moon. Because this Negro done had every single Prince song title in his piece to date. Bro. Bro. Bro.
Except Raspberry Beret.
Except Raspberry Beret. But yeah, bro, you showed
the kind you find in a secondhand store.
A lot of them. You hit all those songs, bro. This piece was dynamite. Hey, we know what team you was on tonight, but bro, this was fire, man. I'm sitting here listening to all these. Man, you got me wanting to go make a whole Prince playlist right now after hearing that piece, bro. Real talk, man. Dope ink. Wise son.
Please check out the event page, man. You see, your wish has come true. C double.
Yes.
He's a bad boy. CW's a bad boy. You do the damn thing when you do the damn thing. And brother, you did the damn thing. Salute to you with this one. Salute.
Thank
you
very much.
With this one.
Thank you very much. Grew up, had the first album to everything else. So I already knew. I already knew what I was going to do with it. Plus, you took me away from the Cracker Barrel again, so what else was I going to
do? That's what's up.
People trying to be Mark Twain and Walt Whitman. I'm like, listen, I ain't got time for that.
I know that's right, bro.
I'm just saying.
This is fire right here, bro. Fire.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, man, no, man, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for coming through and sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did something on this, bro. Yeah, you did something on this. I'm just like, wow. Okay. Wait a minute, purple. Ladies and gentlemen, please excuse me. I'm trying to do the event page, and Van Meadow is messing up my flow. Excuse me, y'all. I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean it. I don't normally get tongue-tied. I hate him right now. I hate him right now. See, double 34.
So J-Rob, do you want to scream like Khalees?
No. I want to yell like one of the brothers on the block who just looking at his brother is like, I hate you. Get out. Everyone within the sound of my voice, go see event page. You will see what I'm talking about. Tell Van how much you hate him on the event page. You see what I just saw. Trying to hook up his music for the listening audience. I hate him.
Hey.
I hate him.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, bro. We doing Purple Rain and Purple Haze. I mean, I can't tell you what happened in that moment, But I was definitely maybe high off something. See, Devil, we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, my brother. One love,
yep,
one mic, and keep it
one
perfect.
Love. One love, one mic. I'm going to do the bat dance because I'm C-Double, and I'm just funky. One love, one mic.
Yeah, funky. One love, one mic. Whoo, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking
Everyone
about.
Everyone, please go to your bed page. You can hate Van the way I do.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. But we're going to keep this party going. Man, next up on the mic. Yes, it's my turn. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Mother of Dragons.
Hey, no, no, you did that on purpose.
Why, son? I'm going to need you to calm down. We have company. I need you to down. Hello, Mother of Dragons. How you doing?
Hello.
It's good to hear you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It is so good to hear you. Please say hello to J-Rob. I don't want him to lose it.
I love J-Rob.
Hello.
Oh.
See?
That's the greeting I'm getting.
Listen, you have to forgive him. You have to forgive him. Libra season is over, and his scales are unbalanced right now. So you have to forgive him.
Oh.
Just forgive him a little bit, okay?
But that hurt a little bit, though. That did.
Okay.
He did me dirty. He did me so dirty.
I do nothing.
I was supposed to take La Pearl. He was supposed to take C Double, and I was supposed to have MTD. It's all right.
J-Rob, it's okay. Maybe next week, okay? But tonight, she's mine.
I hate him.
It's okay because I love you. It's okay, J-Rob. I love you. It's okay.
That's why he let me get away with saying I wrote that piece. Because he had you. He had you in the stands waiting your turn. In the batter's box.
I mean, you know, the flow of the show kind of pushed her in my direction. You seem to be the only one disturbed by this, but it's okay. go ahead and move on back, Jay. I'm gonna grab her by the hand. I'm gonna take her to the spotlight. So you can go ahead and just
hold on.
Going up.
Hold on. Hey, yo, Vinny.
What now?
Yeah, move the microphone back, man.
I told you. You see it too, right, Vinny? We'll talk at the union meeting. Vinny was fired. Okay, bye-bye. Back up. Okay. Tonight, we want to hear you. Are you Purple Haze or Purple Rain? So you go ahead.
And didn't he guys sound like that? No. Does he have to sound like that, though?
Excuse me. You're being disruptive. Thank you, Mother Dragons. Go ahead and get on down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In a world full of sadness and empathy is missing and surely lacking. Sorrowful vibes, I feel everything. I cry often because I feel the rainstorms, the deepest shade of chocolate I can feel, I can only dream to be. And maybe it's just me,
And maybe I'm just like my mother. I will never settle for love, but keep my standards high. The rules that she taught me was, what are you worth? It sounds so surreal now that she's gone. And it's the pain that I feel when I encounter the low vibrational souls, the scorpions that seek out my light, only to expose their own inadequacies and the op-like infrequencies. And there is a piece, there is a price of being chosen. And I don't allow it, no one to connect to me, to, there's any powerless, that there's the powerless in me. Two halves of being whole, a Capricorn and a Scorpio. The violent coupling that brought forth their love of the Cancer. The sensitivity, their sensitivity of the highest frequency. Dreamt through trauma, a natural artist, a prodigy, you may say, lost in a sea of a lost childhood and unfulfilled destinies. We are the ones that are built to break curses. And yet, in my deepest, darkest corner, I manifest my dreams. Now, dearly beloved, as we watch the southern night skies with the fireflies, close your eyes and release your dreams and realize that you were chosen. And that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. Why, son, would you like to go first?
I really like this piece. And there's a piece of me that wants to close my eyes and pretend Jan's not here and saying, just like that guy song, sometimes I pretend that she's, you know, thinking about me when she's dancing. And I'm going to pretend that this piece was said to me. And you was walking up to me in this crowded room, and you lit a cigar, and you walked up to me while you were spitting this piece, and put the cigar in my mouth and kissed my cheek and walked away and left me to smoke that cigar while you said this piece.
Mm.
That's sexy.
Thank you.
Okay. I guess. Yeah. Thank you. It's the cigar. That's sexy. Mother of Dragons. This was a very well written piece. I really enjoyed this piece. The positivity that you put into it, the artistry of the purple one. I really enjoyed this piece. I mean, I can't compete with cigars. Excuse me. But this piece is very, very exquisite, very well done, and I'm glad you brought it for us.
Thank
tonight.
You.
Did you write that
Thank
just
you.
For this show?
I just wrote it. You know, Prince and Jimi Hicks is before my time. My mother, I remember my mother having a Prince album, two of them, in fact. So I actually had to listen to a couple songs today, and this actually kind of made me get in and write down and get down and sit down and write my pen. So, you know, use my pen. So,
nice.
So y'all actually forced me to out of my comfort zone. Cause like I said, I've listened to Prince, you know, recently, but not often. So, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for sharing that transparency as well. And hopefully it has developed a new relationship between you and Prince and Jimi
it
Hendrix
does.
As well.
A deeper Good. Respect, a deeper respect for him, yes, and Jimi Hicks. Jimi Hendrix, yes, definitely.
Awesome.
Definitely.
I love it. All right, now
Dig
we're going to get you
with
over. Here we go. Here we go.
No, what? I'm
here
doing nothing. Nothing. You spoke to her. I did nothing.
Now we're serenading her. Now we're serenading her. We're serenading. That's what
no,
we do.
No, she said I got a new respect for Prince. And I was just reciting what he said.
Can I share something next with you before y'all escort me to the dance floor?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Who's escorting her?
Both. If y'all play your cards right.
Mm. I like where your head is at.
Absolutely.
Go on. I'll put a band down the stairs. Go on, as you were saying.
So one thing I did learn about Prince is that he tells you to open your mind and in other ways. So what I realized is that I can have two instead of one. Right?
Mm.
If you get my idea.
Mm.
I just wanted to leave that for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's smiling down and he's saying, "Be the most beautiful girl in the world." And then when he decided he wants to be baritone, he was like, "Could you be?" Oh, my bad. Sorry, Jay. I know you was trying to sing to her and all that stuff, but my bad. We're going to escort you over to the dance floor, Mother Dragons. One love,
thank
one
you.
Mic. And keep
one love,
purple.
One mic, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother Dragons on her way to the Get Down dance floor.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the wise son. If you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, go ahead and press 1, and let's see if you're purple haze or purple rain tonight. Why, son, how you feeling so far, man, about the show?
Hey, this is going exactly in the direction I thought, and I'm loving every single bit of it. How you feeling?
Oh, man. The direction couldn't be better. I am feeling great. The show is, man, the poetry, the poets. I am just in a purple cloud 9 right now, enjoying all this stuff that we got going on here tonight, bro. Man.
I'm celebrating purple pandemonium.
Purple pandemonium. I love it. Are we ready to open up these next mics to see who we got next, who's ready to tell us if they're purple rain or purple haze?
Yes, please, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, next up is our West Coast Go-Go brother, Sincere. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, gentlemen? Blessings to everybody before me. That's a lot of dope pieces and just straight-up blessings.
My man, thank you so
Absolutely.
Very much, sir.
Absolutely.
Good to hear,
good
you,
to hear from you.
It's good to be heard.
How you been?
Oh, man, just, you know, this daily grind, you know, just giving thanks to the being vertical, being above ground, being thankful.
Amen.
Amen, bro.
Amen.
Amen. For sure.
Now, I hope that I hope I can fit in like everybody else with the what everybody's doing. It might be a little off, so I'm gonna do my best.
Listen, anytime you touch the mic, ain't nothing off. It's all on. So, considering that we got this purple haze, purple rain thing going on, I'm gonna step back along with my big brother Van Meadows. And we're going to let you do what you do when you do what you do when you get on down.
Treasure Hayes, letter to those before me. I determined me never assume to find a solution, part five, for the plate of alternative conclusions. From my anger, since it doesn't sit my purple rain downtown high, well under a fig tree. I can't seem to get over losing part of me. You moved on without me, so I had to walk on through the oil glaze, purple haze, letter number five, salutations, all those lost seconds being behind a full hour, outside a minute, waiting for a chance to see you walk in and out of a house we built from love, purple snaps around a cloud of haze, lily, purpose, purple wish. Wait, what took me so long to get to you? But I'm glad my treasure chests weren't found on a two-way street. I sincerely love adoration for you when we began to evolve off nothing elsewhere. Smoking behind a jacket belt, I heard sex was a life as food that was prepared for my purple hands. Haze, leafly cush that washed your soul. Would you have kept afloat? Treat you like a lady. Breakfast club opens a heartbeat with flowers whenever you call me with a song. Let me walk on by, being so close-minded when money wasn't to be fought over nights. My prized jewel of the Nile, queen of spades, purple diamonds, darkened curtains with a little light after all we had begun for our trip to and from desires. That's that haze letter number five. Sorry if I failed you, my treasure chest. Never-ending storyline. Whenever we had sexual kisses behind your mother's home in the country, we began to... together, look at the foundation behind a smokeless night, purple haze, my treasure chest, sincere from Los Angeles, that's at peace.
Bro, J-Rob.
Come on.
You hear your brother, man? How he going to come in and say, well, I got a little something, I hope it fits. Hope I can, you know, fit in. Come on, man.
You
come in here with this poetry, man. Got the mic smoking. Hey, I know I fired you, Vinny, but come on back. Come on back. I need new mics. I'll talk to the labor union. Come on back. Because Coach, don't ask me why Coach messed up these mics. You didn't hear this? Bro, I love this piece, Coach. I love it, man. Dope,
Vinny. Thank you.
Absolutely. Wise son.
Come on, this. There's not many occasions in which I'm left with a little bit of Coach, you did not disappoint. You did not disappoint. And I loved every bit of this piece. And you know how much I love this piece because you know I'm asking you to post this in the event page. Bruh. I got a little something. I don't know if it's going to fit. I mean, you know. Yeah, I ain't trying to start the waves. I just want you, you know, why it's me. And then he like, ta-da. And he hits you with the ta-da. And the next thing you know.
That part.
The next thing you know, it's absolutely magical, man. It's this brother right here. Come on, man. This cat is incredible, man. This cat is absolutely incredible. And we're blessed to have him come. Bless this show. So salute to you, King. Absolute salute.
I salute you, gentlemen, for bringing this platform. I appreciate you guys. You guys are inspiration once again. I'm always going to say that. Thank you for everybody before me and after me that's coming still. I'm going to keep the show rolling. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic, my man.
Keep it purple.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Bro.
Talk to me.
That's your man's. That's your man's. That's your man's.
Yes.
Go come here, Tone, but I hope I can fit in with the cool kid. Man, come on, man. Come on. Let's keep this party moving, man. Let's keep the party moving. Next up on the mic is our good brother, Jay Walk. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, what's going on, my brothers?
Oh,
peace, King. How you doing,
bro? What's going on with you, bro?
Oh, man. Hey, just dialing in, man. I ain't trying to get over this flu. Been kicking my butt for the last few days. But, you know, I'm on the tail end of it, so we good.
Hey, glad to hear you.
Being on the tail end is a good look, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Without question, man.
How your brother's doing?
Oh, man. Doing great, man. Just enjoying the night, you know. Purple rain is falling all around us. Purple haze is in the air. Jay, how you doing, bro?
Hey, man. You know, it's funny, man, when y'all, you know, with the theme. Actually, this piece that I'm bringing to you guys, man, was actually written in July 25th, 2018 at 1:17 a.m.
Mm. Uh-oh. For the people who don't know, what is so significant about that date, brother?
What's up? Hey, man, you know, actually, you know, every piece that I write, man, there's a time and a season for it. And actually, this piece has never been spoken before. So, you know, so even back
fresh
then when
ink.
I wrote this piece, man,
fresh
even
ink.
When I... Even when I wrote this piece, man, you know, this piece was for this moment, this space and time.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You hey, get no Lord. Argument from me.
You know, man. Jay Robin, take my head off to you, brother. You've been kind of mild today. You know what I mean? I can't even beef with you today.
I didn't say nothing. I ain't say nothing.
I'm giving you your props, man. I say we ain't beefing today. You actually been straight today. I, you know, hell, I'm trying to figure out if I got the flu or you got the flu. Something's going on around here.
I ain't getting in trouble this week. I ain't do nothing. Thank you so much for noticing, my good brother. It is so great to hear you.
Hey, man.
Jay Walker depends on who you are. He didn't cut up, man.
Yeah,
that's my brother.
I was actually, sitting back in the cut, man, listening to him. He really didn't, man. He was really on his best behavior today. So I was like, wow, you know, it must be something
see?
In the water. I don't know what.
See, I ain't do nothing, man. See.
Hey, but the night is still young.
Talk about it, bro. It's still young.
The night is still young. There's still room for the shenanigans. So I can tell you that much.
That's what I'm talking about.
But hey, I'm ready to dive in this piece whenever y'all ready, bro.
Hey, member, listen. Let us move out the way, get off the stage, and you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Let's get it. Little darling Nikki, she wore a raspberry beret with diamonds and pearls around her neck. She was one of the beautiful ones, and she was insatiable. Oh, what I wouldn't do for just one kid. See, I want to be your lover. I don't know that you know that I would die for you. Because nothing compares to you. Only you I adore. Take me with you. And let's go crazy. in your little red Corvette, and we gonna party like it's 1999. Was it all in my dream, or was it just in my head when you were mine, my private joy? Just, or was it just in my dirty mind? When you do me, baby, I just get so delirious. I guess it's just a sign of the time. If I was your girlfriend, that would be strange. It's a strange relationship. Yet, I can't stop this feeling that I got, this joy in repetition. It's going round and round. The thought of us making slow love under the graffiti bridge until our bodies shake, until we release it, once again realizing it's just a dream. It's got me brokenhearted again. Unable to hold back the tears when doves cry, when the doves cry after a purple rain. That's my piece.
Okay. Yo. Yo. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. I want to watch the doves cry after a purple rain. I'm digging where he's taking this one. I'm really digging where he's taking this one. All right. But the entire piece from beginning to end.
Right. Right.
I ain't messing with this brother. This is actually,
right.
This is better than what I thought he was going to do. Because, man, if you peeped it, he took this in one direction, pulled it back, and it went straight ahead with it.
Yes, sir.
But I'm a fan of Jay Walk. So as a fan, it's like waiting for a new Nas joint to drop. So I'm just in a particular space. I like this.
Yo.
What say you, Van Meadow?
Yo. I can't even lie, bro. When you started it with Lil Darling Nikki, I thought we was about to go in. I thought you was about to go in on her sister. I thought you was about to go ham and let her have it. But you didn't. Because then you followed up with, like, she wore a raspberry beret. Bruh, this was a very, very good piece, man. I, too, am a fan of your work. And I love the way that you did these titles in your piece. You know, man, y'all, man, UNC Double, y'all. I told y'all, man, y'all got me wanting to do a playlist because Prince got hits for days, man. And this piece also demonstrated just how many hits he has. So, I salute you,
man. Well, you know the crazy part about that, man. When I actually wrote this piece, man, I was actually looking at a dang old Prince playlist, and the crazy thing about it, when I was looking at it, it told a story. And that's really, man, how this piece even came about. His storylines, his songs actually told a story. And that's how it went into a sequence. Just looking at that playlist, I was like, damn, this is a story all in itself.
Nice. Nice. That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Hey, man, you know.
And just because you put it there, I put that Darling Nikki in the event page.
Hey, man. Hey. You know, only real Prince fans know that joint.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Sir.
Only the real Prince fans know. You know, they don't. If you don't know it, you don't know it, man. I mean, some of his best work, man. That Diamonds and Pearls album, man. That Insatiable.
Oh, that Diamonds and Pearls album. Oh my God. Oh my God. You fools. My goodness,
man.
My
Insatiable.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. But everybody's sleeping on that first Batman soundtrack. Don't sleep on that joint. Don't, man.
I'm gonna give you that. I mean, you know, but like I said, man, that Insatiable, man. That's my joint, man.
Yeah.
If you ever,
yeah,
poof,
yeah.
That one right there, man. Hey, you put that on, man. Me and Sugar gonna get real nasty in there.
Wow.
I know that's right, bro. Hey, look, brother. Listen, man, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. They over there cutting up. The DJ is only playing tonight. He is only playing Hendrix and Prince tonight. So, brother, go on over there. Have yourself a good time. Take your socks off.
Hey, man.
One mic and keep my, it.
One love, one mic, man. I think I'll head over there and do that George Jefferson on him.
My man.
As you should.
Ladies and gentlemen, our good
sir.
Brother, Jaywalk. Thank you, bro. Man. Man. Man, what did we do when we came with this topic, bro? What happened, bro? What happened?
It was what it's supposed to be.
Hey, man, I am so loving this show right now. The energy is crazy.
What?
The poetry is off the chain. And, man, you as the host, brother, you killing it. I'm just riding shotgun, man. I'm just riding shotgun. And
wow.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you for letting me be
Let
here.
Me tell
Thank
you,
bro. I appreciate you
I'm,
for letting
I'm,
me be
here. I'm the puppy with his head out the window as you driving in your red Corvette down the Raspberry Parade. And I'm just enjoying the purple haze of my face and watching them doves fly. I'm trying to bite them all and just enjoy them all. And this show is the show. Even though my back is on fire, I'm digging this show.
My man.
I'm digging
man.
This show.
Oh,
and the
man.
Event page, you better get hit to this event page, y'all.
Man, I better get this event page. It is lit. It is so lit. It is so lit. But we're going to keep this party going. Mm. Hey, man. Next up on the mic, man, we got Brother O in the building.
Step
What's
one.
Good with your Brother O?
Step two.
What's good with your Brother O?
Brother O.
What's good? Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Today's a great day.
I'm good.
My man. Brother O, what's good with you, man? You feeling good? You doing well?
Oh yeah, I'm feeling very good. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
My man, well, welcome to the Get Down. Welcome to the Get Down. Talk to a van.
Sure.
Say something.
All right, say something to my brother. Hey, man. Hey, Brother O. Hey, Brother O.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I heard you last night on the Erotic Love Zone. I heard you, bro. Hey, you said that was the first time that you ever did that piece, bro. But I'm telling you right now, man, that was something special, man. You had them ladies feeling the way, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I had the Daniel, the Pearl Negra VIP on some type of way.
Yeah, man. They, you had them going, man. I have to agree
yeah,
with him, man. That was a really
I
good
sure
piece,
did.
Bro. Yes, sir.
I
yes,
sure
sir.
Did.
You did, bro. You did. Wise son, usher our good brother to the mic.
Listen, Brother O, my good brother, tonight is Purple Haze or Purple Rain Poetry. It's your choice. Hendrix or Prince? Brother, the choice is yours to do what you do with your poetry, brother. So please get on deck.
I'm a Prince fan. I'm a huge fan of Prince. I love his music. Call it your relationship with Meg. Don't waste brother's valuable time. I mean, let's see. Hold on a second. After time be deaf for my girlfriend, who was the most beautiful girl in the world, I once again became eligible bachelor and went back on the single market. As a black man who has plenty of excellent qualities that I bring to the table to a potential suitor companion and a brother who, with confidence in my ability to have any woman I choose, I'm quite a catch because of my good looks and personality. And I don't want to cause any controversy. One thing that I have never done as a single brother. I have never pursued a woman who was either in a relationship or married. That's one of my strictest dating rules. And one line that I don't cross because that type of behavior is straight up scandalous. My standard choosing my future queen and lifelong companion, any potential suitor must either be single or divorced. I can find plenty of women out there who meet this criteria with ease, like finding diamonds and pearls. I desire a sister with a bachelorette, point blank period. If you either have a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife, please do yourself a use favor. By all means, don't even approach me. But you are wasting my valuable time because I'm driving off in my little red Corvette. If you can't respect your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife by flirting with me, you're wasting my valuable time trying to seduce me. Like Darling Nikki. Darling Nikki. No, I'm not down with having a threesome again involving a polyamorous relationship. Please don't waste my valuable time because I don't get off like that. I don't sleep around with another man, a woman's girlfriend or wife because I'm not a brother who allows the hair below my waist cause me to be intoxicated with lust in the erotic city. Ain't no booty, vagina, or breast worth ruining my reputation for 15 minutes of forbidden pleasure or one-night stand. Down like that. Please don't waste my valuable time. My dear brothers and sisters who are either a relationship or married, I have high morals, values, and status for myself like a coat of pink cashmere. If you got a ring on your finger, you should be off limits. Regardless of how you feel about me, because I even though you may have feelings for me, I don't feel the same way about you. If your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife is with you, have the courtesy and decency to introduce him or her to me. Show me him or her the utmost respect and have the honesty to tell me about your relationship status up front because I don't have the time to deal with you because I'm partying like it's 1999. If you have serious issues or problems in your marriage relationships, try to resolve those issues and try to reconcile your differences. If you're either being abused, cheated on, or mistreated by your significant other, it is your choice whether to stay or leave him or her. They either break up or get divorced. That's the time when doves cry. Now, if we happen to encounter each other, once you become a single divorced sister, and express your interest to me, for me, I will most definitely take you on a date and we'll see how things flow. That's that peace.
Yes, that is that peace. Man, you definitely added some, had some Prince all up running through that piece, bro.
Yeah.
Dynamite piece. And you letting him know you're available. No, you good, bro. He's available. Why, son? What you got?
Just he's like, don't waste my time. Prince is playing in the background, and everything else is open for business. Don't waste my time. Do not wear raspberry beret, but bring Darling Nikki and a red Corvette. Don't waste my time, brother. Oh, you're a bad boy.
Oh, thank you.
I like this, man. I like this. I didn't know where you was going initially, but I'm glad you put this together the way you did.
I just incorporated some of my favorite songs by Prince in there. That's what I did.
Yeah.
I was just some of those songs I mentioned are among my favorites.
Prince is a bad boy, so it sounds like you, like everybody else, is on Team Prince.
Yeah, man.
I respect and I like that. I respect and I like that.
All right, Brother O, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. The DJ's playing Prince and Hendrix all night. So get on over there, stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic, and keep it purple, baby.
One love, one mic, guys. Great, great. That was a great topic tonight.
Appreciate
my
you,
man.
Brother.
Keep it purple, baby. My man.
Wow. Whew, man. They coming through tonight, man. Prince is the reigning MVP, though, man. He holding it down. Man, I'm going to tell you something, man. I got to see Prince in concert many years ago, many, many years ago. And when I tell you, I ain't seen one man work a crowd the way he worked the crowd, and the way they had the stage up, they had it set up like sun rays, meaning that there was a line going to each and every single aisle, and this man walked that line, that aisle, to get to those rows where the people was, and he played those sections for a little bit and then went to the other section. Others, he made sure that everybody got to enjoy that concert, bro. When I saw him in concert,
he's incredible.
Yeah, incredible.
He said, and this was a diss to Elvis Presley. He said, "Now, because I know he wasn't talking about the King of Pop." They said, because he made this whole long speech about who's in charge of good music, and he said that Elvis was the king, and he was like, "Well, you got to be a prince before you could be a king," and then went into his song catalog,
bro.
Right then and there, if I was a woman, I would have took my panties off and threw them at him. He was just incredible that night.
I know that's right, bro. Let's see.
He was just incredible.
Let's see what our East Coast go-go brother got to say on the topic. Hendrix, Prince, Purple Haze, or Purple Rain. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, what's good with you, bro?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
Doing good, bro. Doing good. Good to hear you,
man.
Man.
Yes. You know, it's two figures. Two guitarists. I mean, you know, Jimi Hendrix, more rock and roll type. You know, Prince, R&B. I mean, he's talking about legend. Those both of those are legends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, wow. Prince is one of my favorites. I don't know how many people saw the movie, Purple Rain. You know, I think that movie was 1985, Apollonia, Morris Day,
yep.
In the Time. You know? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, man. I must have watched Purple Rain several times, man. Plenty of times. But we're gonna give you the mic, bro. We wanna hear whether your piece is Purple Haze or Purple Rain. So me and J Rob gonna get out the way, brother, and have you get on down and we ask you to talk a little loudly into the mic because you're a little low right now. Still low, good brother.
Oh, man. Come on, my boots. You hear me now? Nothing's good. I'm sorry, just my Bluetooth.
All right, brother, we're going to be real quiet, man, and let you, we're going to mute our lines and let you go ahead and get on down. Go ahead, bro.
Okay. Name of my freestyle is going to be Little Red Corvette. So I want to take a try in a place of love that's been like worldwide and I wanted to see some things. I could see his story and its own value. I could see people fighting for their rights. I could see people taking a stand everywhere. And my little red Corvette. Maybe things are just moving just a little bit too fast. Maybe things are just moving just a little bit too slow. I'm looking to grow. My little red Corvette. My time. That I can see Malcolm X being revolutionary. I can see Dr. King being revolutionary. I'm driving so fast. My little red Corvette. Can you see it? Can you see the paint? Can you see the change? Can you see me from going from point A to point B, C, D, E, and all the rest? I'm learning things, driving in my little red Corvette. I'm seeing things in my little red Corvette. I'm seeing the Black Panther Party movement. I'm seeing those things. I'm seeing that Turner like a movie. I'm seeing everything. I'm driving along. My mind is strong. My little red Corvette. I can feel the intensity. Love is like the remedy. And all this energy. Once I go ahead and park, I thank it all, and I love it all, and I learn it all in my little red Corvette. This automatic charismatic little engine can get in the morning, park and drive.
Man, he said he all in, Jay. My little red Corvette. He emphasized that, John. I mean, put emphasis on it. Hey, that's a dope freestyle, bro. Can't even lie to you, bro.
I had some troubles hearing you, bro. I know this was a Prince piece, but I had some, it was in and out for me. Maybe it's my connection, but I couldn't really hear you. And I really wanted to because I could tell this was going to be something real heavy. But that happens every now and then. You know, electronics today is not perfect. But I really wanted to know what this was. But because it's you and it's on the freestyle, I'm going to make the assumption based off of what Van said that this was dope.
Yeah, it was
really
good.
So hopefully
good.
I get to
hear
you in full force once again next week.
Yeah, I do a lot of driving, man. You know, so... by grace of God, I get you a call.
Okay.
Awesome, brother. Well, I know you're driving, man. You had to pull over and step out the cab, man, and do a little quick little shimmy or something, man, on the dance floor. Oh, okay, okay.
Chilling, man. You know, you got the little, I would like J-Rod to play a song called I will die for if you want me to you. I will die for you. A spot here. So request.
Okay, bro. J-Rob, you gonna get that in for my brother?
Check the event page, baby. It's already sitting in there.
There you go. Get on over to that Get Down Dance Floor, bro. Stick around.
Go-go
enjoy
brother.
The rest of the show. My go-go brother. One love, one mic, and keep it purple, baby.
All right. Keep rock the road, too. Jimmy Hendrix, too.
Definitely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, coming through doing his thing. Whew, man. Jay, next up, bro. We have our favorite Canadian Lady A coming to the mic. Hey, Lady A, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing great.
How are you today?
I'm good. I got a lot done. I started doing my Christmas decorating.
Okay.
I love Christmas. I really do.
All right.
Hey,
ain't nothing wrong with it.
No,
ain't nothing wrong with
it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
But I brought a piece that I wrote, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. And it is called Ode to Hendrix.
Come on now. Come
yeah.
on now.
It's a true
Come
story.
On now.
True story.
Then listen.
I love music.
Listen, listen. Lady A, we ain't even asking no more questions. I'm not even asking you to get on down. I'm asking you to give us Hendrix.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Ode to Hendrix. Hazy thoughts pierce my brain. Sun's gone. I'm left with rain. Clouded memories. I am blind. I can't see in front or behind. Purple dots confuse my mind. Is it up or down I climb? Bolts of lightning shoot up my spine. Microdots have me redefined. Conflicted with truth and doubt, shrouded thoughts within without, consumed I cling to purple hues, auras circling around you. Free-floating, mind-tripping, time-slipping, I'm flipping, with tilted, world tilted in Monterey, and you are fading away. And peace.
Oh,
wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
I like that. I like that. I want to know what kind of headspace she was in when she wrote that. And I'm sure Hendrix would dig that.
I was trying to be in his headspace with his music. And he reminds me so much of that era of, especially the Vietnam War, because anything you ever saw with the Vietnam War, they played back music of his. And he was a really inspiring musician and, of course, died way too soon. And this piece was inspired by his song Purple Haze. And I think that it was a gift that was not really fully appreciated, I think, until after he passed away. But I loved his music. I loved
well,
it. You
when
could
he
tell.
Played the Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah.
Mm.
You could tell it was him on guitar when he played. And
yeah,
music like
that.
That
was all him.
He had his own thing happening, and he was. It's funny because when I'm talking about, I read that poem and I'm talking about him, I'm thrown back in that time, and I can remember what it felt like to hear him on the radio, or if you saw him on you know, newsreels and stuff like that. I thought he was great. He was a great musician, and I would like to say one thing about Prince too. I didn't listen to a lot of his music. There was a few songs that I liked, but Prince was underrated. He was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant writer, and he wrote for so many people. Famous songs that they were made famous with, but he was the writer. He was the creator of those songs. And if you look at his history, I'm sure most people that wrote about him see that. But he was a master at writing. And so you had two
well,
guys.
He was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he really
I
was.
Mean, he wasn't underrated in my book. We pretty much know exactly. You know, because he's written for a lot of people. Tevin Campbell,
yeah.
Melissa Morgan. He's written for a lot of people. And, yeah, he's never underrated in my book because I know the type of caliber of an artist that he is. And, yeah, he's just
when
great.
I say that, I don't mean that to be in an insulting way. I think people, a lot of people that listened to him didn't really fully realize his talent. You know, they didn't realize that he was writing for so many other people. I don't think. The people that I came across anyways, that's kind of how it appeared to me anyway.
Yeah, well, we know.
Understandable.
We know, absolutely, because he's an amazing writer. I mean, he wrote some songs, and he actually covered those songs after they did them, which, oh, man, Do Me Baby. Yeah, I could go, oh, man, whew, that one do something to me now. That, woo, y'all, that one do something to me now. But I really, really dig your piece as well, Lady A. You know, Hendrix is great as well. And, wow, your piece is just spot on. You said you wrote this how many years ago?
I wrote this 4 years ago.
4 years ago. Wow. Wow. Incredible writing, as always. As always.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
For sure.
I deeply enjoyed this.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
So
now,
you get no argument from me.
The DJ said everybody's been requesting Prince, so he's about to spin Purple Haze over there for you on the dance floor. So you got to get over there and you got to move a little bit. Is that all right?
Okay.
You can handle that, right?
I can handle it. I love to dance.
All right.
I love music.
Enjoy. Music is great. Music is awesome. I love it too. All right.
You know,
get
he went.
And,
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that Jimi Hendrix went over to France and lived there for a while, and he was, by his own words, felt that he was more appreciated there, and the freedoms that he had there as a person, and the his music kind of flew at that time too, but his comfort level of being accepted was greater in France than it was in the U.S. back in the day.
Absolutely. Okay, now. All right. Now, get on over to that Get Down dance floor.
All right.
One love, one mic, and keep it purple.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady A. Whew. We going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, we give you Mojave. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, gentlemen? How are you?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing, man?
I would just like to know, who was the genius behind trying to make us choose between Jimi Hendrix and Prince? Who did that? Who was the guy?
The name starts with the letter V for victory.
Oh, really? Okay. V for victory. Yes. Somebody kneecapped shoot off because why would you make a mistake? Why would you ever? Why would you try to make us make this choice?
Actually, Cuzzo, I got to tell you the truth. This one's my fault. Because when we came with the show, and I hit the whole Purple Haze thing.
Oh, I understand.
Van was like, so we lean into Hendrix? And I was like, if we think of Purple Haze, we really got to put Prince in there, too.
May we expose you for your overabundance of seminal foods used upon a bevy and an orgy of little people. I understand. This is what you're doing. I got you. Shame on you. But love you anyway. Anyway, I hate that y'all had to make me choose. Now, normally, you know I'm a Prince fan. There's that. But I'm not doing that tonight. You know why? Because I got to be different. Who's breathing like that before? Stop it. Anyway, gentlemen. All right. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we can do. Can we try this?
Hello?
Yeah! Yeah, let's do it,
man.
Let's get it.
Yo, it's weird. Y'all are like,
let's get it.
What are you about to do? All right, fine. You know what? Because
I thought you were going in a particular direction, so I was like, let me stay quiet and hear where he's going.
All right,
okay.
Let's, okay, fine. Let's do it this way.
You are always good at giving things away. Advice, food to the needy, my clothes, your attention, your body. Your body. Anything you thought that had no value to me, I remember when I could count the moles on your back like constellations that I named after positions that brought me to heaven. It seems so easy for you to forget me, to fall in love with ghosts, phantoms of fantasy of love that would never be. Love, never be. Imagination is sexy, but pretending that they would love you, be there for you, be real for you, give you as good as they got, make you feel like a woman as you once told me were all lies, lies, and you gave it away. You gave it away. Time, attention, money, effort, the pearl between your legs, and still left you lonely, left you broke, left you side piece with men, wispy as weed smoke. And if you gave over to make believe, then they could take a toke. Love, the love they never spoke, just lie enough to get a poke, and you gave, and you gave, and you gave. Don't you know that these mofos only want you when you belong to someone else, when you are the light of someone else's world? It is a power trip to say that you're fucking so-and-so's girl. And I just want to ask them, how does my stick taste, and where, and how many times I gave it to her face, and you kissing her, you listening her, be crying, and you texting her to come home, and I'll be straight dissing her, and she cannot get it up. Get it up. Give it away. Then they break you, tell you that this game is through. Find new booty, a tighter coochie, then stop moving so loosely. Why would they want another man's wife? And they then prodded and poked and gave that snappy dugout trife. Such is the life of giving it away. Placing more value on the surface than a deeper display, because it means nothing. And it means nothing because I cannot give you what you need, what you want, what you refuse to be. Any love given for me is temporary because you're searching for something or someone or feeling emotion in empty cups, jars, arms, and sex of men who never see you more than the hole and only the hole that is warm, wet, dead, then forget. You haven't figured this out yet? You haven't figured this out yet. And these are your days. Spending it. Giving it away. Giving it away. And that's
the piece? Okay. Well, I got a question.
Yes?
I got a question. Who you mad at, man? Who you mad at, man?
I'm not
somebody else. He couldn't get it. You keep coming to me because he can't get it up. I'm like, who are you mad at? Who are you
right,
mad at?
Right,
who are you
right,
mad
right.
at, man? Oh,
listen.
Like,
no. You got hold on for a second.
Started off mad aggressive, bro.
Sorry. The song from Jimi Hendrix is called Hey Joe. Say Hey Joe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I called my
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Called my wife messing around with another man. He said, I shot her down. And all this other stuff. So I just borrowed the energy and threw it into a piece and just brought that all to the forefront. All I did. I'm not
mad at
I'm exceedingly happy right now. There's so much going on. There's so many blessings. It's great. But I had to match the energy. I had to do it.
And besides, I had to be different. So that's one of my favorite songs from that. But, you know, there's another joint, but I couldn't get it done in time. But, you know, I just said, hey, let me go at it this way. You know, I haven't done things like that in a while, so why not? And then just match the energy, you know, Jimi Hendrix.
I love Hey Joe. I put that puppy right in there, right in the event page.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Because you know Hey Joe is sort of a prelude to one of Isaac Hayes' joints, how she was cheating on him and he caught him. In one instance, the first song, he shot the boy down. In the second instance, he kept leaving the girl and coming back. And,
listen,
you know, in the interview, he said he got that the idea from Hey Joe.
You know, this is just crazy. He had a Tiffany Radio universe. Do not encourage any violence towards anyone, male, female, animal, what have you. This is only poetry. This is only for illustrative purposes, only for you to use your imagination. Treat it like a movie.
However, if some shit should happen because you acted that kind of way, I understand.
Man, I was just going to say, he said towards animals, hey, man, hey, I'm not killing the animals, but I'm eating them.
Damn.
Ain't no vegan over here. Give me my chicken.
Leave the puppies alone.
Give me my pork.
Leave the puppies alone.
Listen.
He said animals. Let me be clear. Domesticated animals, not animals used for the utilization of food, nourishment, and protein. And things like
appreciate
that.
It. Thank you.
You know, I for a fact, you know, like, you know, I'm a bloody murderer of fish and crab and crustaceans and things of that sort. They don't stand a chance.
Yes, Lord. No chance.
I'm very homicidal when it comes to blue crab. I'm sorry. That's just...
He said homicidal.
Yes, sir. I love it, man.
Like,
I love it.
The more the fight, the better it is. I'm like, oh, you feisty. You going to taste good. Like,
yeah, that's
the crap.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, you taste good. You want to taste, man. Listen,
yep. You want to butcher me? Wait till that heat gets you. Man, stay right there. Hold on. Stay right there. Let me put this season on you while you wait. Go ahead.
Man, listen, dead ass.
Y'all are evil.
This crab was fine. I'm sure it tried to lift this. It tried to lift the top off the pot. Like, it really was, and it was going. And, like, the pot was moving up. I was like, yo, I had to push it down. Like, I was like, nah, you got to stay here and take this back because I got to eat you. That's the first one I ate. It was tasty, good, sweet. Sweet.
Might have to scoop me some up this weekend, man.
Listen, lucky you. I wish I could, man. I'd be in there. But, you know, this weekend, we going to stop.
Hey, Cuzzo.
Yeah.
All we got to do is a quick turn and burn. We can hit D.C., get a bushel of crags, and jet back up north. And you'll be good to go.
First of all, you're not going to get them from D.C. Let me stop you there. Ain't no way you're going to bypass Baltimore to go to D.C. to get crabs. You can get great crabs in Baltimore. I got plenty of spots.
Watch me work.
Listen, because I would, but, you know, we have for the cult, you know, of real estate. What a culture. At the Electric Barn, I will be there on Saturday. With the wonderful people from Urban Villa Theater, you know, that Wood and all that, we are getting some spoken words. So I can't do the turn and burn with you. I won't be able to do the turn and burn with you. I won't be able to do the turn with you the weekend after that. And I won't be able to do the turn and burn with you the weekend after. Now, if we're talking about the weekend of the 17th or something like that, which will be actually December, which is almost a whole goddamn month away. That might actually happen unless you're going to go.
We'll wait till January. We'll wait till January.
I don't know if crabs are in the season, January.
Yeah, they're not in season.
Right, crabs are in season.
I'm your older cousin.
I'm your older cousin. Trust me.
You are.
Trust me. I got you, Daddy.
If you decide to go this weekend, right, and you go do the turn and burn, Sunday I will be at your crib. Go pick it up. I will show up. I will show up. I will bring whatever.
I'm going to do you a solid. I'm headed to D.C. in a couple of weeks. I'm going to get you a bushel and just drive to your spot and be like, here, I'm going to throw it at the door, and then I'm leaving. You catch the crap.
Listen, don't put it. I catch crap. So you, well, that doesn't sound right. Blue crap.
He caught the metaphor. He caught it.
Because I know how it works around here, around this piece. I've been here on the Starship a long time now. Been on the Starship a long time. I know how y'all fly around this piece. That's what happens.
We got you. Talk to him, Ben.
Hey, Javi. Before we move you over to the Get Down dance floor, Brody, what do you have going on in Epiphany Radio?
Oh, I'm glad you asked me, man.
I'm glad you asked me, man.
Well, this Tuesday, November 15th, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, the Starship will be boldly go with poetry she's never been before. We'll have it. Fly Speak Open Mic featuring Deep Thought, the Menaces, originally from Chicago, but now residing in Madison, Wisconsin, a world travel poet, a deadly pen, a bad man. All together, we are going to be here on Tuesday doing the incredible poetry night to ask him all the crazy questions I want to ask him and how he does the things that he does as an incredible lyricist and poet and everything else here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, where we actually ask you to take your socks off. A baby, baby. Yeah.
Anyway.
I have to do that part. All right. That's all I have to say. I just have to do that part. You know, it's one of my favorite parts of Earth, Wind & Fire, but, you know. We are having an Earth, Wind & Fire night.
Wait for it.
It's going to happen,
it.
Bro.
It is coming.
It's going to happen.
Wait for it.
Because I'm making terrible decisions. Hey, what was I smoking when I decided Purple Rain and Prince? And just, you know, purple, just put the purple on it. That's what we're doing. We're just putting the purple on it. Anyway, let me go ahead and get down gas for it. I know y'all got a lot of people. So let me go on. With getting up to get.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance for One Love, One Mic, Keep It Purple, Mojave. Man, did he just question our judgment, bro? Whose decision? Whose bad decision? We don't make any bad decisions here on the Get Down.
We don't make bad decisions. This is not the Soviet Union.
Did you see that it was a versus? It is Purple Haze or Purple Rain. Pick your choice. Not versus. See. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. I would offer you the dial-in number, but we're now in overtime, and if they were listening in online and they didn't dial in from the last time I gave them the number, well, they kind of missed out. But
oh well.
Tonight, we're going to keep this party going. Area code 620, welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, what's up? It's Kimber Love.
Oh, shucks now. I was hoping this was you. Oh, shucks now.
How y'all doing?
Doing great.
I see y'all having
fun,
though. Y'all having fun.
That's all bad. He having fun.
Hey, he gave me a script and told me to just follow it, so that's all I'm doing.
Okay.
And he wrote my poetry.
He's being too modest. He wrote mine. I don't know why he acts like this.
See, what had happened was
Exactly. What had happened was it was a dark and stormy night. And what had happened was, you know, the way my poetry was set up, you know. Kimber Love, welcome to the Get There.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, sir. Thank
indeed.
You. Indeed.
Where I would die for you. Considering tonight is purple haze or purple rain, however you decide. Tonight you get to decide which side of purple fits your personality perpetually.
Man, I'm from Minneapolis where the rain is always purple.
Come on, girl, it never rains in Southern California, but when it rains in Minneapolis, it rains in purple. Even though the doves still white.
Erotic city, you know, erotic city where, you know, I don't know, it's insatiable. The doves cry.
Mm-hmm.
People go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on now.
And they party like it's 1999.
Well, you can find an international lover, get soft and wet, like,
Bring out them diamonds and pearls. Bring them out.
And put them around the neck of my darling Nikki and just tell her, here we are in this big old empty room. Oh, my sweet Lord. Please
With all those hugs and kisses, baby.
Yeah.
I just want darling Nikki to put on my raspberry beret because I think she's a sexy motherfucker. I'm just saying. This is just me.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that part. All that.
Matter of fact, that's what's going on the event page. I'm sorry, I got to do that.
Wise son, can you usher her the mic?
Hey, Kim, give me your hand, baby. Don't pay Van no attention. Talk to me. Hey. Dig if you will, my picture.
Really?
You and I engage
really?
In I'm just saying. Let's put some musicology onto this, and I need you to do me and Van a favor. I'm going to stare at you. Van's going to listen, but I'm going to stare at you the whole time, baby. Please, get on down.
Okay. So I did struggle a little bit. I'm not even going to lie. I wasn't in a mood to be erotic. I got this piece called, I know that part, right? But I got this piece called Hidden Treasures.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Here we are in this big old empty room. Seeing each other down. Soft, poetic whispers. Tender kisses. Followed by moans of acceptance and delight. A lover's embrace holds one tight. A lap straddled and a skirt lifted thigh high. Panties on, panties off, panties already gone. You see, then the kisses become more passionate, no more holding back. Caresses, they tell it all. I want you. I want you back. Prince playing softly in the background, singing, here we are, looking for a reason for you to lay me down for a love like ours is never out of season. Baby, please stop teasing me. I'm sorry, I lost my place. Lay me anywhere you can. Belt buckles unstrap. The power of love, remarkable. The anticipation of love, insatiable. The fire of love, unquenchable. And I hear Prince in the background singing, "Do me, baby." And now his desires are standing firm and erect. Pushing slowly, he enters her river's edge. They, together, she gladly receives his every inch. Synchronized rhythms and push-pounding patterns take them into the black waters of love. When he thrusts, she lifts. When he pushes deep, pushes back, circle slowly, swirling her hips. They lose themselves in each other's care until they discover climactic peaks right there. Do me, baby. So they reach for the highest heights together. Now you see these two. They have found their paradise within a hidden treasure. And I hear Prince in the background. Do me, baby. In peace.
Wow.
Whew, J-Rob.
Just wow.
I need me a cigarette, bro. Mm. I need me a cigarette after that.
I'm with you on that.
She holla, "I really didn't want to be erotic." And then you start off singing, "Do Me, Baby." She didn't want to be erotic.
I did it.
I mean.
I know, right? That
and
part.
And then AJ, did you hear when she said, "I lost my place"?
Yeah.
Hell, that sounded like that was perfectly placed right in that piece. I was like, hell, that sounded like that's a part of the piece.
I was like, damn.
Right. Jeez.
I'm so sorry.
Like, what part of the game is this?
I was
like,
hold on.
Like she moved her hair out the way and bit her lip and was like, "I miss my plate.
I love my place."
I like the.
It's okay.
I like
it's
what
okay.
In all new Batman
I'm a,
is this?
I'm a pick up right where I left off. It's okay. I'm a pick up right where I left off. Man, what?
Man,
I was
I'm
like,
sorry.
What in the name of things big and small is this?
My God, my God, today.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's what
yes,
I'm
talking you are.
About.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
J-Rob,
yes,
I'm gonna have to borrow a line from you. I'm going over in the corner and put my thumb in my mouth. I'm going to go sit in the corner.
I'm gonna sit in the other corner. And rock back and forth and be like, "There's nothing to be afraid except fear itself. Do me, baby.
Absolutely.
There's nothing to be afraid
Absolutely.
Of except fear itself. Do me, baby.
Nothing to be afraid of. You fear itself.
Wait.
Do me, baby.
Wait, what? Oh my.
I'm just sitting in the corner rocking to myself. That's it.
Mm-mm-mm.
This was exquisite, Kimberlove. This is exquisite. Very beautiful piece. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why, son?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, man. I missed my place. Let me.
It's okay, bro. I understand.
Yeah. So, where was I? Yes. Kimberlove, welcome to the Get Down, and thank you for that exquisite, magnificent piece of poetry.
Thank you, Kyle.
Absolutely. Now the DJ said he's going to play some of Prince's racier songs right now because you did this piece, so we've got to get on over there. Get
mm-hmm.
And I know you said you wasn't doing erotic, but you did. So now,
but you did.
Going over to the dance floor.
But you did.
Just going over to the dance floor.
Don't say nothing else. Go on.
Mm-hmm. One love, one mic, Kimberlove, and keep it purple.
And keep it purple.
Lord Jesus.
Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy.
Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. Oh, my God.
Bring it back.
That was,
to the front.
That was so beautiful. Next up, J-Rob, we got our good brother, Double A, a.k.a. Kingpin. Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Arnold. What's good with you, bro?
What's up, y'all?
What's happening,
my brother? What's happening,
big
bro? How you doing, man?
I'm just chilling.
Nice. Welcome to the Get Down, bro. Welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
it's been a heck of a show. It's been such a heck of a show. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, from what I've been able to hear, folks been going in left and right.
Man.
Sir. Yes, sir, man.
Yes.
But it's your turn now to go in, man. Purple Haze or Purple Rain, we want to know which one you got going on. So we're going to move out of the way and let you get on down, bro.
Yeah, the piece I got for y'all, it's called Purple Haze. I wrote it on 420 earlier.
My man.
So a little something for Jimmy. Sitting here surrounded by the smoke, all is right with me. Sitting here in this purple haze, not worried about a thing. No troubles, no pain. Not concerned about anything except what I'm going to eat. Is it day? Is it night? Really don't care, long as it's right. Purple haze all in my eyes. Don't know if it's day or night. You got me blowing my mind. Is it tomorrow or just the end of time? That's that piece.
My man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, fire from the pen of the Kingpin, celebrating Jimmy with this 420 friendly purple haze. Phenomenal ink, brother. Phenomenal ink. As always, man. Never disappoint. Wise son.
Appreciate it.
a giant salute to you, sir. Giant salute to you, because this, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, this is on point like a sniper. Like you see it in that little light, and you're like, got you in my foul sight. And this is exactly what you did with this. Dedicated. Bounce. Got you in my sight. I dig this. Give him a little bit of that Jimi Hendrix in sonic format. Or drabble, if you will. And I dig it.
Man, I dig it.
Man. I appreciate it.
Nah, man, we appreciate it.
See, I don't just write about history.
Hey, folks, to the listening audience, if y'all don't know what a drabble is poetically, listen to the playback of this. Listen to what this brother did and look up the word drabble, and you'll get how dope this piece really is.
Yes, sir.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Kingpin, for coming through. Honoring the man who got probably the least amount of poetry tonight. But you did him justice with this piece, for sure. For sure. So thank you for that.
Quite proud, sir. Quite proud.
Well, Hendrix always was one of my one of the folks that I admired, even before I knew what the haze was, and even more so afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I mean,
he was a bad dude.
You got a man playing a guitar literally backwards.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait till you see that video.
With the music that came out of that. Because in 69, when he did, when he was at Woodstock, I was 8 years old. And I was mesmerized by him playing the national anthem.
Woo! Wow. That's a new event. I put that there.
And if I could have learned to play guitar, I probably would have modeled myself after him.
Come on now. And that's one of the things that Prince said, was that after watching Jimi Hendrix, he knew he had to learn to play the guitar, because that was one of the most amazing things that he ever watched and listened to, and how he, quote unquote, how he made the guitar speak. That Star Spangled Banner piece that he did stands the test of time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I don't care who you get to play it, they cannot play it as well as Hendrix.
No.
I mean,
no, not at all.
And we've had some excellent guitar players come through over the years and over the decades. But if you notice, nobody's attempted that. Other than Jimmy.
No. Yeah, Jimmy was his own man.
Let me say this. They may have attempted it, but it didn't come out the same.
True.
He perfected it.
He didn't make it all outlandish and all this stuff. Jimmy played as Jimmy played. And the way it came out was the way he played. That was normal for him. For anybody else, that might have been outlandish. But for Jimmy, that was a normal. It was a walk in the park.
Yeah.
It was an everyday thing.
The brother was once in a generation talent.
Indeed.
All right, Kingpin. Appreciate you stopping through as always, my brother. and giving us this peace.
Yes, sir.
Not a history lesson,
like
but still.
Well, in a way it is, if
yes,
you
sir.
Actually think about
yes,
it,
sir.
Because he is a part of our history.
Definitely.
Very much
definitely.
So.
All right, my brother.
A fantastic
one love, partner. One mic.
Yes, sir.
Keep it
one
purple.
Love,
keep it purple.
The dance floor is anxiously awaiting your arrival because they said you tore it down last week, so just be careful out there.
We'll neither confirm nor deny.
My man.
All right, my brother. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic. Y'all be good.
You too, man.
Thank
that
you, brother.
Is
you
good
too.
Brother. Kingpin, Anthony Arnold coming through doing his thing. We're going to keep this party moving because next up on the mic, J-Rob, we got our brother DSR Zone, Rebel P. Jones is in the building. What's good with you, Rebel P?
What's going on, man? Yo, you know what? I was going to do the joint that I did for you earlier, but then I didn't realize you're doing a Prince and Jimmy show. Come on, man.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
So it's a funny story behind this piece that I got. I wrote this about 5.5 years ago.
Okay.
And it's called it's called Channeling Pathway, Ode to Jimmy. And see, there was this old video store going that was closing down, and I seen this Jimmy poster on the wall, and I really wanted it. And they said I could have it because it was closing down. You know, I was hitting the purple. Man, I was just looking at the poster for a long time, and I wrote a piece. It was called Channeling Pathways, Ode to Jimmy.
My man. Go ahead and get on down.
I love it.
You see, just the other days, I sat next to Joe and the devil upon a hill. We watched the house burn down as I rolled the leaf up, stuffed with purple and green. I had a conversation with myself. And I said, self, when it's just you and me, how come we don't talk more often? Then don't you let me see a forward of what needs to be heeded. Come show me what I need to see, please. A forewarning of types to write for the world to read, you see. I accidentally spawned a magic during a tragedy. I accidentally put a spell on me. I gazed into the passions of the stoned eyes of Jimmy on an astro walk, and ever since this haunted me. Along came the sounds of a traveling train as it flees from an easy ride of a practicing voodoo child from a Villanova junction. Ever since I got to walk all along the watchtower, searching for the hidden place between 6 and 9, for that is where Jimmy found his sign, I do believe. Through awoken dreams that stream constantly, sweating LSD, tripping through rifts, searching for, you know, his divine design that got him floating, I too that sign. In a distant wail, and I heard him make his guitar cry, actual words of various ways to say, beautiful in languages only spoken by music of stars. The words when spoken make colors appear. The musical magic's invoked from within. It's a star-traveling energy surging through the body when it mixes with its godly existence with a rare occasional fuse with the anatomical shell, purple haze infused through the fingers and strings of that magical guitar as it strums purple hues through the mind as my eyes close, floating into tomorrow, stone-free and bold as love. I have now freedom, and I found it everywhere. That's that peace.
Thank
you. Yo. Rebel P. This piece is fire as well, bro. Hey, man, I am so glad you woke up today. Man, because you blessed us with this right here, man. Oh, my gosh. This purifier, man. Hey, just like J-Rob said last week, I'm kind of thinking, yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, man. These are people are asking, am I back? And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm back.
This is Rebel P.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is Rebel P.
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much for stopping by with this one.
Man, this wasn't even my intentions to spit this tonight. I had something completely different that I did for Van. And then I heard the Jimmy and the Prince. I was like, oh, my God. And I almost had a mind if I was going to be in the queue long enough to write a Jimmy Prince-like fucking some kind of weird intertwining piece with the both of they shit.
That's that's it right there, bro. That's it right there. That's where I was when I did my piece, bro. I felt that same energy. You know, you got to give credit where credit is due to both of them, man. They each have a certain place in our hearts and a certain place in music where one inspired the other, and just at what they do, man. They're just so good, man. You know, man.
Yo, they were both in a place of madness, and they grasped onto that madness and just were genius artists, man. Genius, both of them.
Indeed.
Oh, man,
indeed.
I love everything about both those cats, man.
Yes, sir, bro. Yes, sir. Well, listen, man, we're going. I'm sorry, why, son? Did you good, bro?
No, I'm good. I said, as do I.
Hey, bro, you sure?
Nope.
Okay, all right.
Nothing.
I didn't want to. Okay. Rebel P, we're going to send you one over to the dance floor so we can get to these remaining callers. My brother, as always, man, I appreciate you.
Thank
I love
you for waking
you, bro.
Up today, guys.
And thank you for waking up today, bro. Peace, brother. One love, one mic, and keep it purple.
Purple.
One love, one mic, always.
Hey, but you're going to have to do that piece next week, though. I'm just saying, I don't care what the topic is.
I promise.
I'm just saying. Okay. All right. Appreciate you. All right, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother DSR's Rebel P. Jones on his way to the dance floor. Hey, J-Rob, guess what we got next, bro?
I'm curious. Who do we have?
Well, I just hope we don't, you know, we don't get fired. But, baby, we got the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Thrill, the poet. Author Larry Maddox is in the building, yo. On the get,
baby. What it do? Hey, man, help me out.
What it do?
Until the end of time. Help me out, man. I'll be there for you. Help me out. What's help up, fellas? What's going on? Yeah.
Hey, man, I wasn't ready.
Come on, somebody help me out.
I wasn't ready. Hold on. I got you. Ready? You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, man, loving the theme, man. I just been sitting back enjoying, you know, being a listener on tonight, you know. J-Rob, what it do, my brother?
What's happening, big bro? How you making
what
out, man?
Do? Hey man, I'm still on this side of the dirt, so it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, sir, bro.
Amen and amen, yes, and amen.
Yeah. So I dug up something from 2014, I think it was. It's not so much as paying homage to my brother Prince and Jimmy, but I had him in my mind when I thought of when I was writing this piece. This piece is one of the pieces from my upcoming book and my CD, Chocolate, Poems of Love, Life, and Circumstance. And I don't see if you brothers understand where I was going in this piece. I don't think I've ever performed this piece or whatever. But it's from the book. And, you know. It, you know, I was thinking about Prince is something that he hit me with, regardless of what
okay,
you're going
bro.
Through in life. Okay.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, listen.
Y'all can understand.
We're going to get out the way, bro, because I want to hear this piece. You said it's a piece that you've never performed, that we've never heard. Then I'm definitely dying to hear this piece, bro.
All right. It's not all that dope like that. It's kind of sappy, a little bit corny up in there. So just, you know, bear with me. I was yawning
right
back then.
It's all good. Hey, it's all good, man. Go ahead and get all on right down, bro.
All right, my brothers. If this is love, why don't you just hate me? I said, if this is love, why don't you just hate me, Steve? It was too easy for you to erase me, but the sun will set and the rivers will still flow, and Prince will still remind me of everything purple when it rains. When it rains down on me in that purple haze to comfort me, see, death never had a chance, dearly. We didn't depart. There was no funeral, just a canceled event, you know. The love fest we had was over before it started, and yet the sun will still set and the rivers will still flow, and Prince will still remind me of everything purple when it rains. When it rains down on me in that purple haze, see, love's an investment. Love's an investment, but you must pay dividends, and you can't use your heart as collateral, see. You got to have some interest to fall back on in case your stock folds. Great Depression, recession, broken hearted, whatever you want to call it, you got to protect it. Happiness worth more than gold, you gotta guard it. My love, you don't want my love, you see. You want love, but you don't want my love. I swear, you're unprepared for all this here, love. I swear my love is that right there, love, you never had before, love. Let me be your corporate, your company. I want to be your stockholder, write all your checks, play in your safe, find all your assets. Cupid shot an arrow and said that you prayed for me. Well, here's a piece of me. Taste me, chew me up, ingest me. Prepared by God, his secret recipe. I'm that KFC, butter on a biscuit. If you want, you can have all of me with some gravy, love. If you want love, true love gave birth to me. Circumstance birthed me. Poetry made a motherfucking man out of me. King of spades, I had buried the deepest parts in me. And she wasted time in she. Queen of Hearts touched me with her love and clogged up my arteries. Cardiac arresting me. All of that good handcuffed to me. Sentenced to a cell. Picture of her locked down with me. Serving time with me. I swear she wasn't ready for me or my love. See, my love break backs that last one that had it snapped. Went crazy mental. Wasn't strong enough mentally for me or my love. My love reigns king of spades, all hails me, ebony black in the front of the deck, never in the back, creator at epiphany, duke of creativity, African my lineage, king of spades, you dig, baby, and you dig it. I reign king of spades, and like Prince, see, Prince reminds me of everything purple when it rains. Can you feel me? I declare war and or peace. My love is king. Hers was a court jester, queen of pain and bullshit. But I still hold the vision of, still I see love. 2020 love through scratch cataracts like a CNI dog. Yet I'm all right, yo. I'm okay. Although you left me high and dry in your purple haze, I'm okay. 'Cause love, the sun will still set and rivers will still flow, and Prince will still remind me of everything purple when it rains. Love, bitch, you had things misconstrued. If you think I wake up every morning thinking about you, huh? See, love's an investment, but you must pay dividends, and you can't use your heart as collateral no more. You got to have some interest to fall back on in case your stock folds. Great recession, broken hearted, whatever you want to call it. You got to protect it. Happiness worth more than gold. You got to guard it. But yours, love was fake love, queen. You falsified documents and like I'm one of keepsake, we declared, we dearly departed. Been love when it was so easily discarded. Love, let go like a leaf bounced around by some soft breeze. You let go, queen. Broken, heart. A two of spades means nothing to someone that doesn't play with cards. Saddened, lonely, and depressed, there was nothing left, or so you thought. But queen, guess what? The sun still set, and rivers still flowed, and Prince will always remind me of everything purple when it rains, love. That didn't wash away. You didn't wash that away, love. When it rains, it still covers me in that purple haze. I used to love the rain, dancing and singing in the rain, but now it burns like each drop let delivers this pain. And I've learned, been schooled. Yeah, I was in that class too, the one where you're discarded after love falsified is finished fucking up you, leaving you. Yeah, I've learned, and I've learned that through all, and at the end of the day, and after all is said and done, is that the sun will still set, and rivers will still flow, and Prince will always remind me of everything purple when it rains, love. See, because life moves on, love, and hearts get healed, and when it rains again, love, I'll be drenched in that which purifies and washes away all the pain, and I'll love again. I'll love again, and the sun will continue to set, and rivers will continue to flow, and Prince will still remind me of everything purple when it rains. You said goodbye to me untimely in my inbox, matter-of-factly, and sealed it with a kiss of pain. And you know what? You know what? The sun will still shine, and rivers will still flow, and Prince will still remind me of everything purple when it rains, covering me in that majestic purple haze. The sun will set again, rivers will continue to flow, and Prince will always remind me of everything purple when it rains, and I'll fall in love again, for real.
Why, son?
Sweet Jesus. I wish Prince was alive to hear this joint. This is just pure fire right here. Absolute pure fire right here. Wow. Wow. Yo, when you zone out, you zone out. You be taking it there, bro.
Hey,
I love
you,
it when you do this.
Thank
Go
you,
ahead,
brother.
Man.
Hey, man, listen. Y'all has the lines in there where he's talking about Prince will always remind him of everything purple rain. Bro, this, hey, man, you're right. You've never done this piece. I've never heard this piece. And I'm digging this piece. And I love what you did with it. I love your cadence. Yeah, he's a little mad aggressive, too, but it's all good because that's the piece. This is phenomenal, right, bro?
Just to give you a bit, man, so you can understand where I was going. Like I said, this is from the book that I'm now working on. It's about heartache. And I was given the message that no matter how much you've been broken or believe you've been broken, at the end of the day, the sun will still set. And rivers will still flow. And you think of that happiness, man, you fall in love again. We fall in love again. We fall in love again. How many times have we fallen in love again? You know, and that was the message that didn't. And I got to go back and rework this because, like I said, this was written in 2014. I want to rework it. And but it's about pain and the aftermath of pain. Most of the time is you back in love again, you know? I was trying to deliver that message, and that's what it rains down on me with. Thank you, my brother, for listening.
No, man, thank you for sharing, man. Absolutely. Hey, man, you let everybody know, man, what's going on with Real the Poet, man? Raw Links. You let everybody know, man?
Raw Links. Yes. Precious metals, precious gems, crystals, stones, and wood, even. Jewelry. Healing with healing properties to them. Not only are they fashionable, but they are healing properties. properties attached to these precious gems, necklaces, bracelets. Hey, and I got those Wakandas for you out there, too. Check out my Raw Link page on Facebook. And why be average when you can be raw? Hey, Van, what we saying these days?
Only built for Raw Links.
Yeah. And that's that piece. And every now and then I get stuck out of retirement to do the Soul Cafe every other Monday. I might as well add that.
So you coming out of retirement this coming Monday, man? The King and Queen's Quarters is asking me. Okay.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Yeah, I know why, but.
You tricked me last week. Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk.
It's good, man. We'll talk, man. But listen, man, get on over there to the dance floor, man. No huckabucking tonight. It's Prince and Jim Bliss being played. So go on over there and chill out. Have yourself a good time. And,
all right, my brother.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, y'all.
And keep it purple.
And keep it purple.
Keep it purple, baby.
Baby. Mm-hmm.
Purple socks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas, coming through, leaving his footprint on the show tonight. Purple haze, purple rain. Why, son?
Sir.
Last words, bro. A great show, man. Before we do your last words, let me just do a quick lineup real quick. Tomorrow night, join Epiphany Radio for Iron Sharpens Irons with your host, Anonymity, guest host, Apparel La Negra. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl and Negra. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you heard from Mojave, we got Fly Speak. Check it out. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl La Negra. La Negra. And then next Thursday, y'all, is the Get Down. Of course, it's going to be the Get Down Live because that'll be the last Thursday of the month for us because no show on Thanksgiving, man. Everyone's going to be with their family. But the Get Down Live will be next week. Open mic. Man, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Wise son, last words. We'll start with you, bro.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for not seeing it as robbery to spend some time on the Get Down with Van Meadows and myself to do this Purple Haze, Purple Rain poetry evening, and how you guys brought it was absolutely incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wait till next week. I can't wait to hear your open mic segment. This is going to be something Ooh, it's going to be something else, Van. And Van Meadows, to you, man, as I always say, bro, I love you. Salute to you, and thank you.
Bro, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, man. I love you back, bro. I love you back. First to you, my brother, I appreciate you for hanging out with me, rocking out with me for 3 hours, man, as we do every Thursday, man. I can't think of a better person to do this show with, man. Matter of fact, the universe won't let me do it with nobody else, man. Been down that road, tried it. Said, nope, shut it down. So I appreciate you, man. I appreciate all your hard work, all your efforts, man. And, hey, man, and thank you for writing me this bomb poetry that you've been writing me lately, bro. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'll take that.
Absolutely. And let's, next, the callers, the listeners, the poets, hey, man, listen, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we thank you for hanging out with us. We thank you for trusting us with your gift. Tomorrow's another day.
Absolutely.
We're going to have fun on Iron Sharpens Irons. Make sure you call in, same number. That show will start at 10 p.m. You know, one love, one mic. Remember to always take your socks off. And tonight, just keep it purple, baby. And to that, we say peace.